Lesson 36. Ever, never. What's the difference between the words ever and never?
The difference between the words ever and never is that the word ever is positive and is generally used in questions, whilst the word never is negative.
Does it ever snow in the south of Italy in summer?
No, it never snows in the south of Italy in summer.
Do you ever come here on Sunday?
No, I never come here on Sunday.
Does the sun ever shine during the night?
No, the sun never shines during the night.
Is Christmas ever on the 21st of December?
No, Christmas is never on the 21st of December. It's always on the 25th of December.
Square. Circle. What's this?
It's a square.
What's this?
It's a circle.
Square. Round. Is the face of my watch square?
No, the face of your watch isn't square, it's round.
How many pictures are there round these walls?
There are three pictures round these walls.
Does she walk round the classroom during the lesson?
No, she doesn't walk round the classroom during the lesson. She sits on her chair.
Shake. Nod. What am I doing?
You're shaking your pen.
Do you always shake hands with your friends every time you see them?
No, I don't always shake hands with my friends every time I see them.
What am I doing?
You're nodding your head.
Do we nod our heads when we say no?
No, we don't nod our heads when we say no. We shake our heads when we say no.
Direct. Directly. Method. It is called. Think. What do we call this direct method we are using for learning English?
We call this direct method we are using for learning English the Kellen method.
By this method, do students translate before speaking?
No. By this method, students don't translate before speaking. They think and speak directly in the new language.
More or less. Is it more or less time to go to bed?
No, it isn't more or less time to go to bed.
Are the countries of Europe more or less friends today?
Yes, the countries of Europe are more or less friends today.
Accent. What kind of accent do you speak English with?
I speak English with an Italian accent.
Where's the accent in the word excellent?
The accent in the word excellent is on the first syllable.
To depend on. Do children depend on their parents for money?
Yes, children depend on their parents for money.
Some people eat in expensive restaurants, others eat in cheap restaurants. What does this depend on?
It depends on how much money they have.
During the day it's light, whilst during the night it's dark. What does this depend on?
It depends on the sun and where it is in the sky.
Cloud. Are there any clouds in the sky today?
Yes, there are some clouds in the sky today.
What are clouds made of?
Clouds are made of water.
Remember. Forget. Do you always remember everything you learn?
No, I don't always remember everything I learn. Some things I remember, and some things I forget.
Do you remember when to use capital letters in English?
Yes, I remember when to use capital letters in English.
Tell me, please.
We use capital letters at the beginning of a sentence for the pronoun I, and for the first letter of people's names, place names, days of the week, months of the year, nationalities, and languages.
Do you remember the name of this thing?
Yes, I remember the name of that thing. It's a pen.
Do you ever forget to answer emails?
Yes, I sometimes forget to answer emails.
Do you ever forget the names or faces of people you know?
Yes, I sometimes forget the names or faces of people I know.
Nearly. Are we nearly at the end of the lesson?
Yes, we're nearly at the end of the lesson.
Are we nearly in spring?
Yes, we're nearly in spring.
Is it nearly time to go to bed?
No, it isn't nearly time to go to bed.
Are you nearly always the last person to get up in your family?
No, I'm not nearly always the last person to get up in my family. My sister is nearly always the last person to get up in my family.